USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As COVID-19 cases are on the rise in America, Dr. Marty McCary from Johns Hopkins University tells Fox News lockdowns could do more harm than good.
As far back as June 30th, calling for a stay-at-home order nationwide, that's what Dr. Zeke Emanuel called for. Look, it's easy to talk in a hypothetical, and I hope Dr. Osterholm, I hope he's talking in hypothetical terms and not in terms of the actual policy, because we have seen the public health consequences of shutdowns to be worse than the actual virus itself.
There have been 10.5 million COVID cases in America. As Iran expands its nuclear ambitions, the Saudi Arabian king is asking the world to take a decisive stance against the regime. The kingdom stresses the dangers of Iran's regional project, its interference in other countries, its fostering of terrorism, its fanning the flames of sectarianism, and calls for a decisive stance from the international community. USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
Jeffrey Toobin has been fired by The New Yorker following an investigation into last month's incident in which he exposed himself and other improprieties on a work Zoom call. Toobin announced his dismissal in a tweet on Wednesday. A spokesman for The New Yorker also confirmed Toobin's firing to Variety. The spokesperson said, "As a result of our investigation, Jeffrey Toobin is no longer affiliated with the company." Russia has claimed on Wednesday its Sputnik V vaccine is 92% effective at preventing people from COVID-19. Russia also said the results were based on a small number of trial volunteers who had contracted COVID-19. On Monday, Pfizer said their shot, developed under President Trump's Operation Warp Speed, is more than 90% effective. Russia registered their vaccine for public use in August, the first country to do so, ahead of the start of large-scale trials in September. Tonight's Thursday night football game pits Philip Rivers and the Indianapolis Colts against the Titans in Music City, Tennessee. 8:20 p.m. Eastern is kickoff on Fox. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Major League Baseball picks the Cy Young Award winners for last year's best performers on the mound. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has the details.
Major League Baseball announced the winners of the 2020 Cy Young Awards Wednesday for the top pitchers of the year. Cleveland's Shane Bieber was unanimously named the AL winner. Bieber led the majors in ERA and strikeouts and shared the league lead for wins with the Cubs' Yu Darvish. In the National League, Trevor Bauer became the Cincinnati Reds' first ever Cy Young winner, capping a season where he led the NL in ERA and was vital in the Reds, clinching their first playoff spot since 2013. The most valuable player in both leagues will be announced on Thursday. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Denton True Cy Young was born in 1867 and was a Major League Baseball pitcher born in Gilmore, Ohio. He started his career with the Cleveland Spiders back in 1890. Chipotle is changing the way some operations work. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has more.
Chipotle is bringing its first digital-only restaurant to the area near the U.S. Military Academy at West Point. The restaurant will be located just south of Highland Falls, New York. It'll offer pickup and delivery when it opens on Saturday. Chipotle says orders will be picked up in a lobby that makes a person feel like they're in an actual restaurant. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
There's a total of 2,680 Chipotle locations in the United States as of October 2020. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.